Let's get to our Cypress Hills destination area Piffles player profile.
I really want to know. Tell me who are you.
And just this past couple days, I had a chance to talk to Jerome Messam at practice, find out what he did on his bye week. So without further ado, here is Jerome Messam.
Very first question I have for you. Just got off the bye week. How did you spend the bye week?
Just doing a lot of daddy-daughter time, man. I was home, hanging out with my little girl, Jaya, and just really hanging out with her, man, spending as much time as I could with her.
I saw there was a lot of stuff on your Instagram about that, too. Is she a kind of a terror right now, or is she just a little princess?
She's a little princess with a lot of energy, man. She's rambunctious, just like her daddy. Likes to laugh and have a lot of fun, so she's fun to chase around.
And that was all you did on the bye week, spend time, just hanging out. Nice to unwind and just not worry about too much film work or anything.
Kind of puts things in perspective, you know, let you know what things are important and just kind of get refreshed.
Now, coming back, playing Hamilton again, this time in Hamilton, what's it like going against the same team back-to-back, even with a week in between?
I've been doing this a long time, man. It's the CFL. It's a small league, so you kind of get used to the back-to-backs. You just got to – it's tough because you really got to stay mentally focused because you're playing the same team. A lot of the same rules going in for the, you know, for the game plan. But, you know, you got to lock in, and it's hard to go out there and execute and try to beat the team back-to-back.
So there's a Jerome Messam movie being made. Who's playing you?
Right now, if it was like 10 years ago, it would be Denzel. Right now, it would be probably Michael B. Jordan.
Why him?
He's a great actor. Ladies love him. And, you know, he's just an up-and-coming star right now.
Now, if you could be a superhero, and who would you be and what would be your, like, secret superpower?
I got to be Wolverine because he's got adamantium bones and he's indestructible. And those claws are pretty sweet.
And what would your, if you were a brand new superhero?
Brand new superhero.
What would your go-to superpower be?
Mind control, like Professor X.
That's a good one. I like that. All right. Now, what's your favorite dessert?
Apple pie and ice cream.
What is your favorite highlight of your career so far?
Favorite highlight of my career? Being able to play in the Grey Cups, man, and be productive. Just score touchdowns and just play in such an amazing, exciting game. And, you know, probably I'd say last year in the Grey Cup when I won Canadian MVP.
I want to talk about your trade out of here a couple of years ago in 2015. First off, what was that like to be traded out of here? Because you never wanted to go in the first place, right?
No, it was tough, man. I was home on the bye watching the Blue Jays, and I got a call saying I was traded. So I was like, well, let me just try to continue to have fun at the Blue Jay game and then worry about what's going on after that. But it was a shock. But everything happened for a reason. It was an awesome time in Calgary, and it just feels good to be back now.
And how easy of a decision was it for you to come back here?
Super easy, man. Love the fans here. Great organization. You know, I was comfortable with J.O. And Murph. And, you know, I've been a fan of Coach Jones for a long time, so it was a good opportunity to come in and play with him.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
And final one for you, dogs or cats?
Dogs, man. I got a dog.
What kind of dog?
Pitbull.
Oh, yeah?
Named Zeus.
How old is he?
He's 10 now. He's an old boy, but he's still kicking.
Jerome, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
That was Riders running back Jerome Messam here on the Cypress Hills destination area Piffles player profile.